They don't have to. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Coming up on 5:30 right now, as we check out the traffic cams, and you know the old looky-loo syndrome. We had an accident earlier, 95 North at Ann Road on the left shoulder. Well, now there's another crash, this time on the right shoulder. U.S. 95 northbound at Ann Road. Also, we're getting some moderate flows there on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at Eastern, west 215 at Gillespie. Also, heavy volumes as you try to work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, north at Tropicana, south at Sahara, and those lane restrictions causing a lot of congestion there in North Las Vegas, 15 south at Craig, and north 15 at Cheyenne.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders football dropping to 3-3. They fall to the Buccaneers yesterday 45-20. You have to wonder how not having the offensive line practice at all during the week impacted the game, as they really struggled. No one had more than 24 yards rushing. They gave up a number of sacks. It just did not look like a cohesive group. Derek Carr, 24 of 36, 284 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Up next for the Raiders, they will take on the Browns on Sunday. The Browns will not have star wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. His season is done because of a torn ACL. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room 1 is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room 2 are going to have to wait. We're down to 1 hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a 2-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us this hour, brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them out. You're going to love these. Check them out right now, in fact, at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Just a quick note. The president is having to go to Bullhead City and the airport there just across the river from Laughlin. And I'm just going to tell you, it didn't have to be that way. This governor is playing politics with the coronavirus. And that's horrible. Not surprising for this governor, because he's been doing it since March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day. He's been playing politics with this coronavirus thing like crazy. The simple answer would have been, let them have a venue that seats 8,000, 10,000 people, or Allegiant Stadium that seats, what, 65,000? And let them put 5,000 people, 10,000 people in there. And if people wanted to make the decision to go to the rally, they could do it. If they didn't want to, they didn't have to go. Nobody has forced any of these people. And by the way, I was mentioning the three cities in Pennsylvania and came up with a blank, and I finally thought about it. Martinsburg, Virginia. I don't know where it is. I haven't the foggiest. But Allentown, Lititz, and Martinsburg. Yeah. But I'll just tell you, this governor is so out of touch. And in fact, he had a news conference today at 3 o'clock, and I don't think there's any news that came out of it, other than it was the framework for how the vaccines are going to be given out. And there's not much of a framework. This governor's got to go. And I'm going to tell you, regardless of what happens next Tuesday, I'm going to devote the next year or two to making sure that he's voted out of office. He has proved to be not just mean and vindictive and highly political, but more than that, though, he's been incompetent. Everything this guy has touched has turned to dung, to crap, whatever you want to call it. I'm just telling you. This governor has screwed up Dieter, the coronavirus, closing down our economy, everything. And it's really been disappointing. I mean, it's been really bad. I was talking about the Trump speeches, the rally speeches, and in a lot of cases, what I call the hangar speeches, which is what he'll do on Wednesday at the Bullhead Laughlin Airport. And I'll just tell you, he has screwed up everything. And can I just tell you something? This president has been horrible. I want you to hear from the president, though. This was how he opened his speech yesterday in New Hampshire. This is cut three. This was the president in New Hampshire yesterday.
We love this place. This was my first victory, right? This was our first victory. Remember that beautiful primary that we had, and Trump came in and Trump won this incredible, great state, and it was off to the races, right? Off to the races. So I want to thank you, and hello, New Hampshire. It's great to be with you on this beautiful day. Oh, this beautiful day. 9 days from now, we are going to win the state. Can you believe 9 days? And we're going to win four more great years in the White House. We're going to keep it going. This is the most important election in the history of our country. The most important election. And I never thought I'd say it after what we went through with the last one 4 years ago. This is a more important election because we're fighting people that we've got to end it. We've got to end the fight. We've got to put them down. We've got to end the fight. Our country will never be a socialist country. We have to end the fight. Once and for all. For the last half century, Sleepy Joe Biden has been outsourcing your jobs, opening your borders, and sacrificing American blood and treasure in the endless, horrible, ridiculous foreign wars. Afghanistan, 19 years. 19 years. He voted for the war in Iraq. But for himself, did you know today? You know what happened, right? He put the lid on. You know what the lid is? He's constantly putting the lid on. Constantly putting the lid on. The lid means, I guess it's referring to a garbage can, right? You put the lid. And he's putting the lid on. This guy has more lids? I don't know. There's something going on. Somebody said it's strategy. It's not. Because really, strategy would be coming out. And by the way, a lot of things are happening lately. Have you been noticing? I just was asking some people to go back to the fake news and go to the back of the plane. A lot of people up there. A lot of cameras. And I was saying, and I wish those cameras would show behind the cameras. There are thousands of people there. Thousands of people there. And thousands of people outside on the street. Thousands.
Coming up, I'm going to let you hear just a snippet of the president's speech in Martinsburg. It was on point. It was brilliant. The messaging of this president over the last 3 or 4 days has been nothing short of perfect. And he's playing up what he should be playing up in Pennsylvania. He'll change the message, I'm sure, for Nevada and Arizona. This has been amazing. And the dumb thing is, the lid was on today. There was no Biden appearances. Sorry, there just wasn't. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
It's called Behavioral Economics, and it's devoted to exploring how we make financial decisions, including the bad ones. Behavioral Economics tries to pinpoint where our brains and emotions lead us wrong, as well as what we can do about it. For a little insight on that, we turn to America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, making emotional financial decisions can be disastrous.
You want to talk about emotions during a decision process? Think about the last time you and your wife were in the car and you wanted to go somewhere to eat.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. You know, the funny thing always was my wife says she doesn't care until I decide where to go, and then she doesn't want that. There we go.
Been there, done that.
So the very important part is we need to analyze the fact that our brains think differently, and especially when it comes to the money world. With restaurants, Steve, at least we know what that kind of food tastes like, what it looks like, and what the restaurant is like. We haven't been to retirement yet.
You're right. Absolutely.
We don't know what it really looks like. We don't know what we're going to want to do. The hardest part for me is sitting down with folks and helping them figure out, number one, where they are right now in the financial world, but number two, what they want to do in retirement all the way through retirement, not the day of retirement, but 30 or 40 years down the road. And so that's called true retirement planning. It's looking at your portfolio, making sure that some of that is protected, making sure that you understand the risks of retirement, the long-term care, needing some life insurance maybe, because we're all going to pass away. You know, Steve, life insurance is the one investment that's guaranteed to pay up. And so life insurance policies these days will also pay for your long-term care if you have the right policy. But a true retirement plan comes first with you in mind and then designing where you want to be. And if you are one of the next 10 people to call, we'll do that at no cost or obligation. That's $1,000 value. You also get a 3-book set of 3 of the 8 books that I've written over my life.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
Chances are you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at JudgeBillKephart.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect William Kephart. Do you suffer from the debilitating condition peripheral neuropathy? Are you dependent on drugs such as Lyrica, Gabapentin, or Cymbalta? Are you experiencing continual pain, numbness, and tingling? Have you waited so long that it's affecting your balance? If so, you need to stop what you're doing and listen.
Dr. Joshua K. Purcell, D.C., Clinical Director of Active Life Health and Wellness and author of Natural Solutions to Neuropathy, can help. One issue that has long infuriated Dr. Purcell is that many neuropathy sufferers are unaware of the potentially dangerous side effects of prescribed drugs. His gift is teaching patients how to reverse the neuropathy and live without fear of the inevitable downward spiral created by the disease itself and the typical drug cocktail approach.
If you're tired of being victimized and taking endless drugs with serious side effects, please call 702-500-0839. We are hosting a free neuropathy seminar for you. Please call 702-500-0839. 702-500-0839. Call now to reserve your space.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. The president is going to speak tomorrow in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Omaha, Nebraska. My brother's going to be at the Omaha, Nebraska rally. And, we'll hear from him three times tomorrow. Tomorrow night, supposedly he's going to land in Vegas and spend the night here. He's been doing that, using this as kind of the launching pad, and he stays at his own hotel. And then after the Laughlin rally, the president will head to Goodyear, Arizona for another rally. So he's going to be in three cities tomorrow, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Omaha, Nebraska, and then he'll be in Vegas tomorrow night. And by the way, you know who else is going to be here tomorrow? Eric Trump. You don't think that they view this as vitally important? Yes. Anyway, let's take you live to something. This is not live. This is taped about 3 hours ago. In Martinsburg, Pennsylvania, and as the president did three speeches in three different Pennsylvania cities, this was the president earlier today in Pennsylvania.
That John Roberts, who I like a lot. They have the worst, he's right there. Hi, John. They have the worst pollster of anybody. Fox is terrible. They got it so wrong last time. But you listen to these polls and you say, let's go to dinner, darling, and then we'll go home and... Sadly, we'll watch television. But you know what happened 4 years ago? Everyone said, no, we're not going to dinner. We're going to vote. Right? Hillary with her statement about the deplorables, right? The deplorables. Well, the deplorables decided to vote. That was incredible. Was that incredible when she said that? Who would have thought that was so bad? It was the deplorables. She actually said a worse word than that, right? The irredeemables. Remember she said, the deplorables and the irredeemables. I thought irredeemable was worse than a deplorable, right? But it didn't catch on. The thing that caught on was deplorable. And the next day I was making a speech like this, and it came out, we are deplorable. And they came out by the millions. That shirt sold like crazy. You know, every time that happens, and now it's happening with Biden because that's a crime family, frankly. But every time that happens, where they say, lock her up, lock him up, they always blame me, and I have nothing to do with it. I mention a name, and the place goes crazy. They said, you incited that. I said, I didn't even talk about it. You see that fake show last night, 60 Minutes? I did a good job. That was a very hostile attack by a woman that knew nothing. If Biden wins, the flag-burning radicals on the streets will be running your government. You know that. Look at Portland. We want to go into Portland. So, you know, we did a great job. If you look at Seattle, we said, we're going in. And the night before, they said, okay, we're leaving now. Because, you know, we have to be asked in. The federal government has to be asked in. And then we did a great job in Minnesota. Minneapolis, I mean, they should have told us to go there a week and a half early. It would have been nice. It would have saved a lot of destruction. Remember the CNN anchor, Velci? He said, we are here. They don't want to talk about riots because it's bad for them, you know? We are here at a peaceful demonstration. And behind him, right over his shoulder, the entire city is burning down. Right? They had a fire that looked like Berlin on its worst day. The whole place was burning down. And then he said, the military has formed. Well, it was a great group of people. You saw that, the National Guard. And it was one, two, three. All of a sudden, they started one line, two lines. And they just marched forward. That tear gas. Didn't Velchi get hit on the knee with tear gas and he went down? They said, he's down, Velchi. I don't even know who the hell Velchi is. I just remember. Did a little shave job on his head. I was thinking about doing it. I was going to do a little, but I decided against it. I didn't want to go down 25 points in the polls. Ali Velchi. Yeah, he got hit on the knee with tear gas, right? And he went down. And he was not the bravest guy. But I'll never forget the scene of him saying, this is a friendly protest. And behind, I'm telling you, I never saw a fire like that. It was the craziest thing. But we did a great job. We sent in the National Guard, and the National Guard, it was over in, what, a half hour max? They just started walking. World's most expensive uniforms. Their helmet cost like a giant computer. They just, and you know, there was something very nice about it after watching what went on for a week and a half. But all of it, we could solve it all. All they have to do is ask us. The federal government is waiting, and it's always run by Democrats. New York problem run by Democrats. Chicago problem. How do you like her as a mayor? Is she wonderful? Run by Democrats. All run by Democrats. This election day, the people of Pennsylvania need to defy the corrupt media, the big tech machines, and you look at what they're doing. They're protecting. They won't write anything negative about a man who is corrupt. They won't write. There is nothing they will allow to go in. And the forces trying to keep you down and hold you back. It's the most incredible thing. And I give great credit to the New York Post, who endorsed me today, by the way. Because they're the only one with the courage to do it, and they're out there. It's great what they're doing. You must stop the anti-American radicals from doing what they're doing. You can't let the Democrats and Joe Biden have a far-left victory. This has to be a thundering defeat, not just a defeat. It has to be a rebuke of socialism.
That's the President of the United States in Martinsburg, Pennsylvania. And how he does it, I do not know. Here's a guy in his 70s that is absolutely amazing. Friggin' amazing. He did three speeches yesterday. Tomorrow he's going to do three more speeches. In Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Omaha. He'll come to Vegas, spend the night, then go to the Laughlin rally. And after that, he goes to Goodyear, Arizona for another rally. This guy is amazing. I don't know how he does it. I really don't. Stay where you are. We'll get you ready for our Tuesday edition coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Many voters are getting a mail ballot for this election. When you do, carefully follow the directions to vote and make sure you sign the outside of the envelope here. Then put it in the mail or bring it to a ballot drop-off box. And do this soon so we receive it in time to be counted. For anyone who would rather vote in person, we will have regular polling places open during early voting and on election day. So this election is up to you. Mail it in, drop it off, or go vote in person. It's your choice. Don't lose your voice. Vote. Brought to you by Clark County.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with big news. Fa 87, famous Vietnamese food in Las Vegas since 1987, has a great offer just for my listeners. Owner Mia Ha, a proud Trump supporter, is offering you 20% off your food order. That's right, 20% off through Election Day. Just tell him Kevin Wall sent you. Visit Fa 87, Vietnamese restaurant on Jones near Spring Mountain, or check out their amazing menu at fa87.net. That's pho87.net. And make sure you get out and vote.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Make sure you go to the Nevada Republican Party website. You can get all the details on the president's rally at the Laughlin Bullhead International Airport. It's going to be Wednesday morning. I don't have a lot of details on that, and I'm sure there will be more. They create these rallies. I mean, it's weird to think of it, but they create these rallies out of whole cloth. I mean, it's incredible how they do it. And but there will be a rally Wednesday morning, and it will be at the Laughlin Bullhead International Airport. And of course, the reason why is Governor Sisolak tried to keep the president out of Nevada. Okay, so he'll go just right across the border. Okay. And for a lot of you in southern Nevada, it's not that far to Laughlin or to Bullhead. So anyway, it's gonna be really good. And tomorrow, the president will be in three different states. And by the way, they're critical states. The critical states, and I don't have time to get into it now, but we'll talk about it tomorrow. But it's going to be good. Final 8 days, folks. The final 8 days to Election Day. This is when the rubber meets the road. If you have not already voted, I urge you, please get out and vote. Don't believe what the media tells you about the polls or anything like that, although the president did reveal earlier today that he is up one in Nevada. Now, I'm guessing that's his internal polling, not the polling that you see on CNN and Fox News and folks like that. I'll just suffice to say, the biggest poll is going to be next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow. So if you have not already gotten out and voted, make sure you get out and vote. Early voting ends on Friday. So close of business Friday is when it all ends, and then we cycle ahead to Election Day. Or mail in your ballots, whatever. But I'll be honest with you, I didn't trust the mail-in ballots. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is